Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And it's been 10 months since we've recorded an episode.
Whoa. Sorry, guys. We have lives.
We have been through a lot of vagina.
Vagina?
It's a Austin Powers movie reference. Oh. You wouldn't get it. But yeah, we've been through a lot.
Yeah. Just want to update you guys on that.
Yeah.
And then hopefully get into some cool stories, which is not a lot because we haven't really been doing a lot.
I would say it's not a lot. We could probably get, I'd say, 4-5 episodes out of it if we recorded it all, like sat down and just
talked,
went at it. Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably do that.
Cool. All right, me first.
No.
Or you want to go first?
We have things we need to talk about before we give our little update.
Yeah.
Like there's like this really huge event I want to go to in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, we go to it every year since its inception.
And this is its first time being held in Las Vegas.
Yes, Sin City.
You only go there if you're a sinner. So if you're perfect like me, you can't go.
Then why are you going with me?
Because I want to be a sinner.
Anyways, this year's Pod Bash 2023 will be held in Las Vegas, hosted by the Front Porch Swingers. And various other podcasts that are coming. And if you want to join us there, hit up that link below and you can book your hotel stay with us. It's from Thursday to Sunday.
Yes. And quite frankly, if it's like the last two Pod Bashes,
it's fucking amazing.
Yeah. And we haven't talked about Pod Bash last year just because of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But I will tell you, one of the best days of my life happened on the Sunday at Pod Bash.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
It was great. So if you guys want to join us there, please book your trip. There's a ton of fun, cool, hot, interesting people going to be there. And it's really exciting.
Yes. And by fun, hot, interesting, she's not talking about me because I'm none of those things.
You're kind of weird.
I mean, at least I'm self-aware. So what are we going to talk about in this episode?
We're not going to talk about anything. We're going to give an update first.
Well, that's talking about.
No. We're going to give you an update on our life. We celebrated our third year of marriage this year.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to have a wedding, but it got canceled.
Are we going to go into detail as to why?
No, I had a medical emergency and it had to be canceled. But that emergency has since resolved. We're doing good.
Before everyone sends you a message, it's like, oh my God, are you okay? Tell the people.
I'm okay. I'm fine. I am tons better.
That is not anywhere close to being inaccurate.
I'm tons better. No need to send those messages. But if you want to, you can. But I really appreciate you guys. And I have since retired from travel nursing, but I may pick it up later. I am now a little manager at a medical spa, and it's fucking awesome. I love it. Less stress. Home every night to my beautiful husband.
He called me beautiful, bitches. Fuck off.
And my pups and my kitties, and I have a better work-life balance. I'm off the weekends. It's amazing. I'm having a blast.
You say that, but like during the week, you complain about it being a 9-to-5.
Yeah, like a 9-to-5 is a whole different animal. And if you guys work 9-to-5s, I don't know how y'all do it. I'm barely surviving. Okay. And I'm on starting my fourth week, and I'm going to try to be better this week. I'm trying to get up early and do some exercise or yoga in the morning, try to eat my breakfast. And yeah, and like I come home exhausted. I don't know how y'all do it, especially if you have kids. We don't even have kids, and I'm still exhausted. I'm in bed by 9:30.
Well, it's not your fault. You know, you're just kind of getting used to it and getting acclimated. So give it a couple months. You'll be like, oh, this is nothing.
I hope so.
Adam, I don't know what you complain about, but you are a pussy.
But yeah, Adam and I have the same schedule. I wake up earlier than him a little bit, but I come home. We make dinner, we chill, then we go to bed.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that we always like, well, I work from home, so I'm always home. Kelly typically keeps me locked in a room all day. She throws away the key. So it's a real Rapunzel situation. But sometimes, you know, I'll go for a bike ride. I'm slowly getting back on the bike.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
I know. You say I look skinnier, but the scale says I weigh the exact same. So
maybe you're burning your muscle. No, burning fat. And it's redistributing. I don't know. But you do look thinner. I still think you look thinner.
I have noticed that I am a little bit thinner
in
my penis region.
Shut up. You're so lame.
Let's see. Since we've talked last, No, we talked about that. We haven't talked about Podbash, and we'll get to that on a later episode.
Hopefully.
Podbash from last year.
Podbash 2022.
Yeah. So what is the story hole for today?
So today I want to talk about my recent, let me be honest, I have not felt the need to play and be active, which is mostly due to my job at that time, which was travel nursing and traveling back and forth between my home and where I was assigned to, which is like 2.5 hours away. I was doing that commute weekly, and it was very exhausting. I very rarely had time to set up play dates and things like that.
Yeah, and it's like you didn't really feel like playing, really.
My sex drive decreased to like nothing.
Yeah, and like I didn't want to play with anyone really, because if I can't spend time with my wife, why would I want to spend that intimate time with someone else?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're number one for me. You always will be. It's why I put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to spend time with someone else when I can't spend that quality time with my wife.
Yeah. Love it. But yeah, so after I finished my last travel assignment, I had like a month and a half off. And it was amazing. Started attending therapy more regularly. I started going back to my likes, which is hiking. So I started hiking a ton, and I loved it. I even brought Adam along, and he fucking hated it.
Yeah. I just go for the views of my wife's booty. That's really it.
But I even, this past weekend, I even did my first solo backpacking trip, which I've been wanting to do for the past 5 years, and I finally did it. Adam hated every second of it.
So I was supposed to go with you, but I couldn't get like a backpack in time.
Yeah. It took 5 years to get all my gear together.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Well,
it's an expensive hobby to begin with.
Oh, no. I know it is, because I bought you both your day pack and your overnight pack.
Yeah.
I know it's expensive, but like I was supposed to try to borrow some stuff from a buddy, and he told me to call him back later in the week. I called, he never answered. So that's why you want to buy your lonesome. And a couple hours after you left, it started like shit storming here. Like you only went an hour away.
Yeah.
And it was severe thunderstorms, like winds of like 60 miles an hour. And here you are in the woods by yourself. I can't get to you. I don't know that you're okay, because you didn't take a fucking phone charger with you.
It's the woods. Where am I going to charge it? A tree?
No, but you literally took a battery pack out of your backpack and said, oh, I won't need it. And then when you get to the fucking trail, you text me. He's like, yeah, my phone's on like 10%.
Okay, so I learned a lot about this backpacking trip. How to pack better. It's one of the things. And second is, I love being in nature. It's really relaxing and peaceful and calming, and it's my form of meditation, and I fucking love it. But ever since I had that month and a half off, like my sex drive has like gone back to normal, which it's been pretty good.
It's funny, because one of the medicines you're on, I told my mom about it. She's like, just so you know, I know you have a really healthy sex life, but that medicine is probably going to make Kelly's sex drive decrease. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. That was the exact opposite.
It made it go back to normal, which is great. So I've been dabbling a little bit on the Tinder, on the SLS, on Reddit, surprisingly.
We still have SLS?
Yeah, we still pay for it. I literally just paused it this month, too.
Okay. So it's funny, because the last episode that I haven't like listened to after the editors like finished it, all I have to do is listen to it. And I still haven't done it. And it's been sitting there for like 3 months.
Wow.
But
send it to me and I'll listen to it.
But that, no, you and I have different standards. You're like, I'm going to let this go. And I'm like, no, we're taking this out. Like,
oh my God.
This is too much. like, whatever. But that episode is literally about the different dating platforms, uh-huh. like the different apps. So like SLS, SDC, uh-huh. Cassidy, whatever that we've used.
Yeah.
And we recorded that episode almost a year ago. So I don't know what's on there. So the fact that we're talking about being on SLS, I'm pretty sure we shit talked them last episode. I mean,
it's the only one that works in this area. Like, people yeah. use it the most. So yeah. kind of figured you'd be on that one.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been back on the apps. It's been going okay.
You got dicked down in a parking lot the other day.
So, no, before I talk about that, I want to talk about one of my play partners when I first got here to Johnson City. We called him the handyman. I met up with him and we were trying to find a spot to like mess around in. And this was during lunch hour in our little small town. And he told me that he has family that lives here. So we can't be seen out in public because his family doesn't know, which understandable. So we live near like this abandoned
car wash.
It's not a car wash. Yeah, car wash slash gas station. And I always see it. And I was like, huh, maybe this will be a good spot. So I pull in there and I send him the location. He meets me there. And we go in my car because my car has like illegally tinted windows. They are dark as fuck. You can't see anything. And we go in there and we didn't even have like penetrative sex. We just like made out and we performed oral on each other. I even got a chance to record some of it and send it to Adam.
It is a hot video and OnlyFans wouldn't let you post it on your OnlyFans account. But I'm sorry for those of you who can't see it. Like, it is pretty fucking hot.
Awesome. Yeah. But we had a great time. But after that, like, Adam always said he gave him weird vibes.
He does.
Because of that, like, we just decided to no longer see each other, which is kind of sad.
You're welcome. I don't, it's just like, I don't know if it's because I listen to Brian too much or because, like, or where I get my advice or whatever, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like if you can't look at me when you're hanging, like, when we're talking, just the three of us.
Yeah.
But you can have sex with my wife, but you can't look at me. You know what I'm saying? And it's yeah, like, yeah. It's all consensual. And if you look at me, you're going to know goddamn well that I'm not like going to take to physical violence because look at me. The last fight I got in was 8-9 years ago in college. And it was with a roommate who was drunk and being a dick. So.
Okay. Like, but let me tell you. So this recent guy I had this experience with, that he had that same fear. Okay. Like, I think it's just a fear that these men have is that the husband will like come and like attack him or like beat them up or like try to like do something to them because they're fucking their wife, even though it's all consensual. I just think that's a like innate monogamous fear that they have.
I mean, I can see the origins behind it, but like,
yeah. It's just really hard to break out of that, you know?
I know. And it's like, I know I can't just say, well, get the fuck over it. But like, I know what's going on. Yeah. I consent to it. And we have rules in place, you know?
Yeah.
So, are you talking about the guy that you met during your lunch break at work the other day?
Yeah, that guy said that. But, like, I can also see where the handyman is coming from, too. Like, it's kind of weird. You're fucking someone's wife.
I know, but, like, I literally walked in on you guys one time, and I was like, oh, do you need me to go grab you a condom?
Oh, my God. That felt so, like, Mean Girls Mom moment.
But, like, you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. If I'm gonna be that supportive cheerleader, and I understand you completely.
Then I'm not going to, like...
Yeah, and, like, I even cut this guy off because you said you felt uncomfortable. Like, I'm not, like, being...
Like, his uncomfortableness made me uncomfortable.
Understandable. Totally understandable. And you have that power. If you feel uncomfortable with any of my play partners, I am more than happy to cut them off.
I feel like a high-ranking politician. Veto.
Exactly.
I feel like we don't use that a lot.
Yeah, we really very rarely use the veto power.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one of my things is, like, I know I play pretty frequently because it's easier for me, even though I have, like, some... I am picky with my play partners. They have to be, like, courteous, respectful. And most people here aren't. I feel like I play more than you, and I kind of wish you would, like, try to play more, even though...
Well, we had this conversation in the car, like, an hour and a half ago, and I think it was kind of... So, you had just met a sugar daddy today, which is a conversation for another episode.
Yeah.
But this particular conversation piece that I'm going to reference was basically around your sugar daddy has a wife, and they're in an open marriage. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, well, then why does he resort to sugar daddy websites? Uh-huh. And you said it was because he found it difficult to find play partners. And I would assume that a lot of it has to do with the typical male in the lifestyle that's married that's trying to play solo.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, people, but a lot of that has to do with like the negative stereotype of men just cheating on their wives without. You know, without yeah. consent. Well, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Just I know what you're
playing about. Without consent of the spouse and mm-hmm. whatever. And so, and that, you know, and I feel like that's why I don't try to, you know, get on platforms too much and be like, oh, yeah, let me go see. Because most of the messages we get are either like, we're not going to give the time of day to because they are just shit. Like, yeah. just terribly crafted, not even crafted messages.
Yeah. Hey. Dick pics, penis pics.
Yeah, or they just like start off with like some spiel about what they want to do to you, and it's yeah, like,
I want to fuck your wife. I'm like, no, that's not how you do this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I even get like DMs on my dirty Twitter about like, hey, can I fuck your wife? And like, literally, ask her yourself.
Yeah,
like, not me, but if you approach it that way, it's gonna be a no.
Yeah, and most people approach it the wrong way. Like, don't just send me a dick pic. Don't tell me what you're going to do to me. Be yeah. nice and respectful.
Yeah, like, even on Grindr, when people open up with a dick pic, I just don't respond.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is a lot of those messages that we get are intended for you. So it's like, you know, you could make the argument that I'm just not putting the work, but around here, there's not a lot of options to... Like, a lot of profiles that I'm either attracted to, and that includes after I read the bio. That's not just looking at photos. Like, if I read a bio, I'm like, okay, this person and I are, we're in a different ballpark.
Yeah.
Or what they want is not what I want. Who they are as a person is not what I want for various criteria. You know, I'm demisexual. So, like, it can't just be physical attraction. And I find that finding partners here is, muy difficile. Like, it's not gonna happen a lot. Like, I found one. He was a really decent looking individual. He's also a Seattle Kraken fan. Go Kraken.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened to him?
We just stopped talking. It like
fizzled out.
Yeah, and I think it was a lot to do with me, honestly. And I know I'm telling on myself here, but I'm also probably also been going through a phase where I just don't respond to people. Like, even our Ukrainian friend, he's like, I notice you don't answer the phone anymore. And I'm like, it's not just to you, buddy. It's to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Are you like sad, depressed?
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, a couple months ago, yeah, definitely. That was probably a large part of the reason. But like, you know, for example, I think the last time he called me, I didn't answer. I was on the shitter, you know? But the other thing is there's other times where he'll send me, hey, can you update my website with this? And it takes 20 seconds, but I won't respond to it for like 2 weeks.
You're so me.
It's not like and intentional. Like
So I remember at the beginning of our relationship, you would respond to literally everything I said or anyone that texted you.
Now
like,
it's just you.
Yeah, now it's just me. Do you feel like my way of responding to people has rubbed off on you? Because like, I don't personally like responding to people unless I really want to. Just because that's how I am as a person. Like, sometimes I respond in my head thinking I sent it, but I didn't.
I don't know. I mean, you went into labor and I felt the pain. No, I don't know. Maybe. But I am the kind of person that, I mean, and this is historic. A lot of the times I will think about texting you or calling you. I'm not talking about you, but like friends and family. And that's as far as it gets.
Mm.
You know, like, I've been meaning to call my friend from Ohio for last couple weeks.
Didn't he change his number though?
No, that was his cellular mobile device.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just haven't called him. His birthday was last week.
Wow. Bad friend.
60 something. But regardless, you know, our friends from from Texas that we love to talk to, that we had a great time with at Pod Bash. Love them. Most of the time when we talk, it's when the Mariners are playing the Astros. Fuck the Astros. Cheating bastards. But, I mean, they're great people, and I love them. But it's just hard for me to, like, reach out to people.
Yeah.
Nothing against them. Nothing personal against them.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you know, and I think that's what happened with the guy that's the Kraken fan that lives. It's like 30 miles as the crow flies, but it's like an hour and a half.
As the crow flies.
Yeah.
I hate that phrase.
Just go get your ears lowered.
That's also a weird phrase.
So, back to the story of the handyman.
Handyman. Yeah, so we meet up at that abandoned gas station / car wash. And we start making out, getting all hot and heavy. And my dumbass turns off the vehicle. And it's fucking pouring. Like, we are roasting in the backseat of my car. And, like, at this point, I am pantsless, no underwear on. And he's going down on me in my back seat of my car. And, like, he comes up for air and he is pouring sweat down his face.
Oh, my God.
And I am also, like, pouring sweat. It is fucking hot in this vehicle. So I'm like, listen, we got to turn on the AC. So I turn on the car, turn on the AC, full blast. Helps a ton. Okay. And then we, like, start making out some more. I take off his shorts and I start going down on him. And don't get me wrong, I love guys that have, like, hair, pubic hair and stuff like that. Doesn't bother me. But, like, keep it trimmed. Keep it nice and clean. He is one of those guys that lets it just, like, do whatever, which is fine. Like, I was in a phase where I was doing the math. But anyway, it just impeded my blowjob skills just a tad. Made my throat tickle a little bit, but we were able to record a little bit of it, and Adam loves to watch that one. That's what he said.
I do love the video, but my mind right now is kind of like about the pubics.
Yeah.
Let's get into the pubonics lesson of the day.
Yeah.
All right. So we have friends on all areas of the pubonics spectrum.
Okay.
We have friends who have been on this podcast that we love dearly. And I think about texting and calling, but I don't. So if you're listening, Destiny and Daniel, give me a call.
Or how about you call them?
Anyway, regardless, some of our friends really love the lack of manscaping, okay? Or womanscaping, you know? And then we have friends that are like, you got to be hairless completely. Yeah. Men and women both. And I don't know, it works for them. And like, for example, your body is not mine to say, oh, you're going to do your hair this way, your pubonics or whatever.
And which is weird. Like, I have different views on this. So I let my armpit hair grow out because I like how it looks. Mm-hmm. But I wax my pussy and I leave a landing strip or a triangle.
I wish the landing strip was thicker.
You wish it was thicker? Okay, I'll let her know next time.
Oh, so I do have say.
I mean, like, I'm sometimes kidding. I take your preference into account, but mostly it's what I want to do.
Yeah, if it was my preference, like, every time, it would
triangle.
Yeah, like, pointing downwards.
Yeah.
And you know this, but it's because it reminds me of Danny Daniels.
Yeah.
And I just always like that look.
Yeah, so I wax my pussy. I sometimes shave my legs, but, like, my legs are generally pretty smooth, so I leave them like that. I wax my lip, and I tweeze my eyebrows. So, like, there's various hair lengths all over my body. Mm-hmm. And it's just what I want. And if someone doesn't like it, tough fucking cookies. You don't get to have sex with me.
Okay, so let's, like, flip that around.
Okay.
So you're talking about the mechanic and his lack of
mechanic.
Handyman. Yeah. Whatever the job.
I was just commenting on it. Like, it didn't bother me. Like, it just made it a little bit difficult when I went down on him. The pubic hair would tickle my throat, but
that wasn't the only thing tickling back in your throat. Anyway, no, but, like, you get what I'm saying.
I get what you mean.
And I mean, I've heard other people in the lifestyle kind of talk about pubonics in one way or another. Good, bad, what the fuck ever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I just kind of feel like I don't like saying, oh, it has to be this way or that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my preferences, but I also know that, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what my preferences are for my play partners
in their pubonics because it's not my call. Even with you, it's not my call. You know my preferences, but that mm-hmm. doesn't mean
yeah.
I'm going to be like, you have to fucking do this.
Yeah.
Like, your armpit, your leg hair, I don't give a shit. You could have a mustache. But like...
I don't.
But I admire that because I feel like it's empowering to you. And that's like my view on it. It might not be how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's empowering to you because it's one, it's going against the norm.
Yes.
And what society... quote unquote says yes. historically at least mm-hmm. that you need to have, you know, shaved armpits, hairless body from the head down.
Yeah.
It, who cares? Do what you want to do that makes you comfortable.
And I do.
Unfortunately, I don't make you comfortable, so you never do me.
But yeah, so that's all we ended up doing in that vehicle.
I mean, it made for a hot fucking video. And if you're going to Pod Bash, you might get to see the video. With the special discount code, I'm kidding. We'll have the link for Pod Bash in the description. But
yeah, guys, when is it, Adam?
I don't know. Last week of September. Last weekend. It's like the Thursday through.
Yeah, it bleeds into October. It's from Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're getting in kind of early.
Just a day early. Not that early.
Well, I did say kind of. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. And by this week's, who knows, it could be this month's episode.
It was just a little update. We're still alive, guys.
Barely. Barely. That's going to do it for this year's episode.
Shut up.
Follow us on social media at TNR Podcasts. Thank you for those who have checked in on us to make sure we're alive, we're well, we're still breathing and farting. But and for those of you who have reached out and said, we miss your show. We're sorry. Lo siento, mi amigas.
Mi amigos.
I was talking to the females.
No. Amigos.
I just kind of fucked it up. I just said amigas for some reason. But anyway, we hope you guys have a great rest of your year. And I guess we, in the words of my favorite grandmother, we'll talk at you later.
Bye.